If you want to be a bodybuilder, calisthenics is not for you because you require additional resistance.
All these dumbbell weightlifting machine starts boring to me. I couldn't find the motivation. 30 minutes of calisthenics workout can be equal to 1 or 2 hours of gym workout. Calisthenics not only about body weights. For me, it's arts because if you look into calisthenics skills, it's really close to what normal gymnasts are doing. The downside about this calisthenics is you cannot get really buff because we are doing only body weights. Yeah. So you will get stagnant at one point. You might see a lot of bodybuilders, they are having big back muscle and arm muscle very big, but they might not able to do muscle up.
Can you build aesthetic physique just with body weight? Today my guest is gonna share his experience and also give you some tips on how to build a lean and aesthetic physique with body weight. Before we begin, I'm in a mission to reduce 1% obesity in Malaysia. You can help me in this mission by liking and sharing my video with your friends. Welcome to season 2, episode 31. With me today is Candy Xia, who is a co-founder to Calisthenic Laboratory or Kelly X Lab. Welcome, Candy.
Okay.
Firstly, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to come over to the studio and my podcast. And my viewer and listener would want to know you first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before we discuss about building aesthetic physique, mind sharing with the viewer your personal journey, how you got started into calisthenics.
Okay, first at all, thanks for your invitations. So, hi everyone, my name is Candy Xia. So, how I actually get to know this calisthenics, and I think I need to talk back about my previous story. So, when I'm still in high school, I was quite active in volleyball and also some road run. It's like
volleyball,
as yes.
In, volleyball is lompat tinggi, no. Bola tampar.
Bola tampar, yes. Okay. Bola tampar. I scary already touched about this gym related stuff. Then after that, after my volleyball journey, when I went to my university, I started to touch more about rope run.
Okay.
We talk about 10 km, 15 km. Okay, alright, so I decided to give a try for this wiper. So, remember, that was my very new experience to expose to this kind of obstacle stuff. Then, finally, in that event, right, the wiper challenge, I feel a lot of obstacles.
Like, feel a lot?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. I think that was a 21 km race. Okay. So, with 10 obstacles, I feel almost 5 to 6. Because the good thing about this wiper is if you are not confident enough to do that obstacle, you can actually skip it.
Yeah.
So I skip a lot, skip 5 to 6 stages. After that race, I feel like I need to really sort out myself to get myself physically ready for next Spartan or wiper. I don't like that feeling that, oh, skip, keep skipping. So after that, I try to start doing normal gym lah, like weightlifting, hitting gym lah.
Right. Who actually influenced you to go to the gym, or you just tiba-tiba want to go to the gym?
Like tiba-tiba lah. Because after the failure I encounter in the wiper, I feel like my upper body strength is really, really weak.
Okay.
I hope to build up some strength so that at least when I next time try the wiper or obstacle race again, I can able to do more obstacle completed like that. Then, okay, lo, I started to hit the gym. No? But I really realized that all this dumbbell weightlifting machine stuff, it looks boring to me. I couldn't find the motivations.
Right.
I keep looking.
I'm sure banyak orang kat luar sana also have the same feeling as
yes,
you.
Yes.
Boring lah, go to the gym. What for?
Yeah, so you will start to have a lot of excuses
right
to skip the gym. I also keep asking a lot of my friends, what is your motivation to doing all this?
Right.
So they say, aiming for vulgar physics, aiming for lifting more heavier weights.
Right.
But all this is not my initiative to start this gym. Okay. Because my initiative is build a functional body physique so that I can get through all the obstacles in a wipe.
Okay, so you use that word, functional physique.
Yes.
Okay, elaborate to the viewer because people don't understand. Okay, elaborate to them, what is functional physique?
Functional means you can use all of your strength, your flexibility and endurance into your daily routines.
Right.
Not really for only showing off.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for example, people A, maybe he or she got a really bulk, nice and thick body shapes.
Mm.
But he or she might not able to do a lot of monkey bar or a lot of like obstacle stuff. They might not have that muscle connection or nerve connection or awareness to get through all that. So this we call slightly lack of functionality lah. This is my point of view lah.
Okay. So I want to give the other viewer a little bit simple term.
Okay?
If you all realize, kan, bodybuilder, which I used to be one, we have a lot of muscle, but we not necessarily we can do the normal tasks. Some bodybuilder, they got big legs, but they cannot squat properly. Some people, they have big chest, but they cannot do push-up or they cannot push. So functional adalah, you train that can compensate your daily movement yang boleh membantu dengan kehidupan harian. Okay, so that's functional. That's why I want he to give his view from calisthenic functional view and my view from bodybuilding view. Okay?
Yeah. Agree.
Okay, then next.
Then so coincident, there was one day, right, after working when I driving back to my home. Then I passing by a park. Then I found out that there are few Malay teenagers. They are playing around at the park.
Mm.
They are doing some handstand attempt and some of them are actually flying on the bar, full bar.
Wow.
We call it dynamic in calisthenics. Wow. That one is really news to me.
Okay.
And I found like it's really cool and interesting. Then after I reach home, I start to YouTube and Google. I remember I Googled.
How was this?
Park workout.
When was this?
What? When was this? It's like back to six years back.
Okay.
6 years back. Okay. Then I start to Google and YouTube about park workout.
Mm.
Then a lot of calisthenic stuff pop up in YouTube.
Right.
So I click into it and I'm like quite amazed. A lot of anti-gravity move.
Right.
Human flag, muscle up, handstand, plunge, blah blah blah. I never know all this skill before. So I feel like it's really, really cool and super human strength, all this kind of stuff. Then I talk to myself, this is what the motivation I want. Because I feel like this calisthenic can make me keep working on all those skills. So after you unlock one skill, you are more to go. So this is my motivation. So I started to log into calisthenic routine.
I see.
So this is how I started my calisthenic journey. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So at least now we know. Everybody have their own story. For Candy, his story, he started from... correct me if I'm wrong. He really active. I consider him competitive lah. At school really competitive, then he compete with himself to be better, he participate in Spartan race, Viper challenge, but he feels it's not enough because he skip atau tipu. Okay, and then he want to improve himself. Wow, amazing. Okay, now next question. As a coach and a business owner, what is the biggest challenge you face to maintain a physically fit body and healthy lifestyle?
Because I just started my business last year, 4 months back.
Mm.
So before that, I consider myself as quite work-life balance.
Define that.
Work-life balance means you got enough time for you to do your lifestyle stuff, like doing workout, listen to video, watching movie. At the same time, you get a good salary paid from a job.
Do you think... Okay, I want to touch that because I'm also a coach, Ken.
Mm.
And there's so many coaches also listening.
Mm-hmm.
There are coaches out there, I would say, to have good sustained income, it's very difficult to exercise because you have to see clients or you have to go to client house. Can you share, because your definition is work-life balance, how do you balance your life, working, making money, and enjoy?
Okay, so I think I'm one of the most busiest one among a lot of trainer outside there, because trainer is just my part-time job. I got another full-time job, it's engineer. Actually, full-time job and coaching is my part-time job, and running this business also part of my part-time job. At the same time, I'm also a father. I got a kid, around two years old, close to 2 years old. So a lot of things need to jaga lah. So how I arrange my times, right? Actually, right now, I consider myself work-life imbalance.
Okay.
Because I lack of sleep.
Okay. Very common.
Yes. But the good thing about calisthenics is, we talk about a lot of core engagement, muscle connection in one movement. So when you started this calisthenics, you realize you will start to trigger a lot of minor muscle or joint muscle that you never used before. So it makes your exercise become very, very effective.
Right.
So that in that sense, right, you might need to spend 30 minutes of workout, you can get enough intensity and calorie burns. So this is one of the good things about calisthenics. I consider this as compound movement, but apart from that, you still use more muscle from that.
Right.
So this makes our exercise really, really helpful and really, really effective. So 30 minutes of calisthenics workout can be equal to 1 or 2 hours of gym workout.
That's good. Can share a bit your daily life and routine?
Okay, right now, during midnight, I am a father. Okay. So my kid right now, almost 2 years old, but he will still keep waking up in the midnight and we need to make some milk for him. And sometimes we need to change the pampers.
Right.
So because of this, I really lack of sleeping every day. But the good thing about this is I got my wife to support me. So we do this thing alternative.
Shift.
Like Monday, I will jaga the baby whole midnight. Then Tuesday, we do shift. Then after this midnight, then I will wake up around 7 a.m. Ready to my works. Then it's normal office life, engineer life. So after that, working until 5 p.m. something. Then usually I go to my gym. I will do some coaching, group class coaching. If I don't have any class, we will go some management stuff. Okay. Then usually I will stay until 7 or 8 p.m. something. Then I will directly go back home. So after that, before I go back home, if I got more time, I will try to do some workout in my gym. So when I reach home, I try not to do any workout. I want to spend more time with my family and also with my kids. So I'm now as a husband after reaching home. 10 p.m. something, then okay, baby want to sleep already.
Okay.
Then finally I have some me time. Right. Then I will spend around 30 minutes to do some Facebook scrolling, IG scrolling. Then after that, I just don't sleep.
Okay,
this is my life.
Okay, so that's the time management. Now we're going to ask the question. This question only coaches can understand. Okay, if you guys are not coaches, just a listener, mungkin tak berapa faham. Okay. You have your full-time job. And you have your passion job, which is coaching people with calisthenics. Where do you get the energy to listen to people's problem when you coach your client? You know, when you want to coach them, they're like, hey, you know, today my work are very tough. And at the same time, you have to listen. Then teaching them one thing. But second, emotionally, you have to, hey, this person, why you tell me this problem? I also got problem in my office. How do you control your emotion? You dah lah penat, pergi kerja, balik kerja. Then you got anak also to jaga. Then suddenly people sharing their problem with you. So how do you control the emotion?
Okay. At very first point, luckily my EQ is very high. Then, yes, there's a lot of client.
Right.
They like talking during the coaching. Then if their topics synchronize with my topic, then we can talk more without any burden.
Understand.
That is the good thing. But sometimes their topic might not match with yours.
Yes.
Frequency not the same.
Right.
So in that case, right, okay, I will listen. Because after one workout, you need to time the timer.
Right.
Resting for 1 minute or 2 minutes. Okay. Then I will frequently check my timer. I listen. Okay. Ready for next workout. So I need to really properly plan my workout also.
Right.
Because if they got that kind of strength to talk more, means the intensity might not be enough.
Right.
But this kind of client is not much for me. A lot of my clients, they actually same frequency with me, so we can actually talk a lot of things during the resting hour.
Kenapa I ask this question, is because many of you guys don't know, as a coach, when someone is sharing a lot of their problem, it's actually very draining to coaches. Yes, we have to listen. You know, it's our responsibility to give some advice in terms of exercise.
Mm.
But sometimes we listen. But sometimes the topic is so draining.
Yes.
You say, oh my God.
Complaining about.
Yeah. And you know you want to work out later. And because of that, it drains a lot of energy. Nak work out pun macam malas ni. I got no more energy. Betul tak? So we're not complaining as a coach. We just want to share. Sometimes, we also as a normal person got this kind of issue where people share a lot of negative things with us.
True.
So I want him to share that part. Okay, next question. Many of the listeners would want to know how calisthenics able to benefit them. So we focus primarily for those yang tak pernah exercise.
Okay, first, I just point out one of the biggest advantage about this calisthenics is you can do it anywhere, anytime. Without any equipment
or money
limitation. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. If you know how to plan your workout properly, you can go outdoor park to start calisthenics anytime. So this is a good thing about calisthenics. And actually calisthenics not only about body weights training. It's, for me, it's kind of arts.
Oh.
Arts. Because if you look into calisthenics skills like handstand, planche, lever, muscle up, all this is really close to what normal gymnasts outside there are doing. So we call this arts. The another good thing about this calisthenics is through calisthenics you can achieve multiple goals. First thing is of course lean physique. One of the downside about this calisthenics is you cannot get really bulk. Because we are doing only body weight. So you will get stagnant at one point. But your body shape, you just really, really lean.
Right.
You got really defined body shapes and really low body fat and very good in agility, flexibility, endurance, balancing, all this stuff. I can say it's all rounded.
Right.
So this is another good thing about calisthenics.
Okay.
But if you are aiming for bulker, right? I think traditional gym is still better. And then another thing is about functional. Because calisthenics focus on a lot of nerve and muscle connection. So we know how to use all the muscle group at the same time for us to complete one task. For example, muscle up. So you might see a lot of bodybuilders, they are having big back muscle and arm muscle or very big, but they might not able to do muscle up. Because they might not know the technique behind and maybe they don't know how to use the necessary muscle at one time to do one muscle up. So in calisthenics, you will learn how to incorporate all these minor muscle or bigger muscle group at the same time to complete this difficult move or muscle up. So for me, calisthenics is very functional in terms of this. So if you equip all this body balancing, flexibility, endurance, strength, you might easily compete in those obstacle races.
Okay.
This we call functional.
Okay.
You can apply in daily routine. You can apply in obstacle race.
Okay.
So,
based on what I understand, assuming that I tak tahu apa-apa dalam fitness, I would just say like this. Kalau you guys, you listener and viewer, you are those who enjoy participating in obstacle run or challenges, calisthenic will benefit you in many areas. If you want to be a bodybuilder, calisthenic is not for you because you require additional resistance apart from your own body weight. This is what Candy mentioned. Okay? So, what Candy also mentioned just now, he will ask his client what is their goal.
Yes.
If let's say I go to Candy, Candy, I want to become a bodybuilder from calisthenic. For sure, I would not look at him. I would just ask, can or not? For sure, Candy will say like, I can help you to be much more functional.
Yes. Yes, but another solution for that is also if you are aiming for a bulker, right? We can introduce you weighted
calisthenics. Best to somewhere again.
Weighted pull-up, weighted squat.
Understand.
Weighted push-up, weighted dip.
Right.
There's always solution.
Right.
Possible.
So, most benefit that we can see from calisthenics is more towards functional and agility stability. Okay? So, color your goal is that, then try calisthenics. Okay, next question. Who should try this exercise and how often should a person train per week? And what would be the duration? Like just now you mentioned, you lah, 30 minutes. So I'm very new. I don't know anything about fitness. I jumpa you, I say I want to try calisthenics. What would you advise to me?
Calisthenics can be very, very easy and it can be very, very hard. The range of modification of the exercise is really wide.
Okay.
As long as you know how to modify the difficulty of the movement to become easier or become harder, then actually this calisthenic can cover all the age group.
Okay.
So let's say you approach me, right? You are quite new to calisthenic. So basically I will do an overall body assessment. So I will give some basic workout for you.
Can you give example?
Okay. So let's split into pulling. Core, lower body. So for beginner, right, push up, I will test you your push up first, but pushing part, and then pull up. Not really body weight pull up yet, Australian pull up.
Half pull up lah.
Yes, we use the ring to do body roll, or we go into low bar to do bar Australian pull up. So this one cover the pulling part, and for the core part, usually we test on plank. And calisthenic kind of plank is also different with the normal plank lah. So after trying this plank, and then so we'll go boat hold. Boat hold. So you need to lie down on the floor.
Okay.
And then try to scrunch your core and then lift up your hand and lift up your feet.
I see. Okay.
But a lot of regression will play around lah.
Okay.
If you cannot do this, you feel like you cannot feel your crawl, you feel a lot of lower back, a lot of motivation, we can play around to make the things easier. A lot of regression we can do. Then for lower body, we'll go normal squat first. A lot of squat we can do in body weights like CD squat, pistol squat. Pistol squat is actually
that's difficult.
Single leg squat. It not require only strength. It needs some minor muscles to come into balance. A lot of nerve connection also. So, or weighted squat or some plyometric explosive jumping squat. So I will go through all this to test the fitness level of this client.
Okay.
Then I will do some scoring lah. Then after knowing all this, I will plan a proper workout, a personalized program for my client.
Okay.
So if he or she is a beginner, then we got something easier for that client lah.
Okay.
So after going through like few months of training, then maybe beginner become intermediate, then we will start to modify the exercise to match his current fitness level.
Okay.
So it's like a systematic way to slowly progress
Totally agree on that. Okay. Why I want you to share this part also, because many people out there, the listener and viewer, assume that I baru start, apa saya kena buat? Should I do a pistol squat? Should I do... So Candy already mentioned, even this is what I implement to all my clients. So we have to assess first to see where they stand. Maybe you think that you tak ada masalah lutut, you don't have any problem or you don't have any imbalance, and you assume. But you, when you perform, like what just now Candy mentioned, what's the exercise for the core just now?
Boat hold and plank.
So that exercise, for some people ada lower back problem, they will get lower back pain. So, but when you ask someone, first exercise I have to do that. So it's always best, my suggestion, before you want to follow any program, seek for qualified coaches or coaches to help you to do the assessment first. So your process tu tak susah instead of just Google and tengok, kan?
And also before we want to start assessment with our customer, usually you need to ask the customer, do they have any previous injury? Then let's say a lot of my customer, they got this slip disc,
right?
So you need to properly know how to adjust the workout to avoid them use the wrong muscle to trigger the slip disc again.
Yes.
Usually slip disc is about spine to spine. Mm-hmm. So you need to teach them to how to properly engage their core in one movement so that you got core to kick in, right? You can protect your spine in one movement.
Totally agree.
So this also quite important before you start any PT or assessment with the client.
Okay. To summarize based on this question, a person need to assess themselves first. Please seek for professional advice to assess you. At least you know where you can start. And jangan tiba-tiba, I want to share a bit my personal experience. I've seen calisthenic, but I do not know it was calisthenic back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw from YouTube lah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I saw from YouTube. 2010. Long time ago. YouTube mula-mula keluar.
Mm-hmm.
There was this guy, a black guy, very masculine.
Western country.
So I got motivated from there.
Mm-hmm.
So they do it at the park. So I bodoh-bodoh, you know, I want to become like them. I just put a chair, I do a handstand. I cannot do a handstand. I bodoh-bodoh do a handstand. What happened? I terus jatuh, my head kena kerusi. Then berdarah. Terus I tak buat calisthenics lah. phobia already. So that's why we, like, for those of you guys like motivated, calisthenics body very nice lah, I want to try to do lah. Don't bodoh-bodoh like me. Do. Find professional advice, let them assess you, and they will tell you what you can and cannot do. Mm-hmm. That will be the best. Or else you jadi macam I lah, sekali injek kepala darah sikit, I don't want to do really. You quit. Can. According to your experience, okay? What is the duration a person required to be able to perform handstand? I know you mentioned you are come for assessment based on your experience towards your client. They first started. How long? What would be the duration for them from don't know anything until they can do handstand?
Actually, this is depends on individual fitness level.
Okay.
So let's say, because talk about handstand, you need to, there are some prerequisites. So you need to at least have certain shoulder strength.
Okay.
And also some flexibility.
Mm.
If you equate these two elements, you can achieve your handstand much more shorter than others people.
Right.
So if you don't have this kind of flexibility or you lack of shoulder strength, you need to start with some fundamental exercise to build up all this strength or flexibilities. Then you need to spend some extra time for doing all this. Only you can start doing some technique part for handstand. So if you are people that already equipped with strength and flexibility, so I will know this through the assessment. So if you equip all this, right, the faster one I see before among my customer is 6 months possible you can get a handstand.
Okay.
But it's a couple seconds. Handstand, when they talk about handstand, there are two things you need to learn.
Okay.
It's like first thing is how to enter a handstand.
Okay.
Another one is how to balance a handstand.
Right.
If you are good at balancing, you might not be good at entering the handstand.
Okay.
Some people, they are good to getting the right kick up to go into a handstand. We call it how to enter the handstand, but they might not have the right balancing.
Okay.
So you need to train these two things.
Understand.
So if you don't have that kind of fundamental for shoulder strength or flexibility, then you make sure you train hard to get your fundamental strong first before you try to go into technique.
I see.
Without all those fundamental stuff,
you
can easily get injured in one handstand. Yes.
Like yes.
Alright. So, we talk about the experienced one, or we already got those fundamental physically prepared already.
Mm.
6 months is possible.
Okay.
6 months is possible. with systematic way lah.
Right, right.
You need to discuss with, you need to find a good trainer lah.
Right.
He or she can plan a proper workout, proper progression for you lah. So you can go step by step.
Macam tadi I cerita my experience tu kan. I already started gym for about 2 years. I was fat, become skinny. Okay. Then you think already you know everything. Because from fat become skinny mah. And then you Google in YouTube, what else can I do?
Understand.
So I was like, hey, this guy do. The time it wasn't called calisthenics, it called outdoor park or something.
Or straight workout.
So I pun motivated, I follow ni. So now Candy mentioned there are the system. First you have to do this, do this. Doesn't mean you from gemuk jadi kurus you can already do calisthenics. Can. So please, if you want to attempt whatever movement in calisthenics, find someone that can teach you the system. Okay, to avoid injury. Now, final question. I understand Kelly X Lab have many experienced coaches with various background. How can the listener reach out to Kelly X Lab for help?
Try to follow us, our IG. You just PM us, drop us a message in IG lah. You can inquire about group class or PT or nutrition consultations. So, and currently we are running a promo, a Raya promo.
Oh, what is it?
For group class.
Okay.
And also PT section. PT means personal training program.
Right, right.
So let's go into the details of this promo. I think if you sign up 6 month membership for group class, you can get 20% off. If you sign up 1 year membership, you can get 25% off.
Okay.
And also, okay, for PT, if you sign up 24 session with us, you can get 1 unlimited group class package for free.
What do you mean by unlimited group
class? Unlimited means you can access to any class group class.
Oh.
Unlimited, no credit, limited shit.
For how long?
For 1 month. This is for whoever sign up 24 session with us for the PT. If you go up to 48 sections of PT with us, you can get 3 months unlimited group class. This is a current promo we are running now.
Okay, I want to share a few things also. At Kelly X Lab, they have various coaches with different background. One of many I saw, they are yoga instructor.
Yes.
There's also a competitor, female competitor. There's also a physiotherapist. So they have various coaches. Don't assume that people that work there is just calisthenic. Kalau you ada minat nak buat yoga, who's the gentleman?
Kit.
Kit does conduct yoga also and also calisthenic. I see them almost the same though. Calisthenics and yoga.
Yes.
Almost the same.
Yes. Also talking about body weight. Yes.
Betul. So I highly recommend you guys, for those who seek for professional advice in terms of body weight exercises, this yang takut angkat beban sebab nanti jadi besar kan, you can experience yourself with calisthenics. Please do so by following them in their social media. Okay. Last advice. Last advice to the listener and viewer. If they have certain injuries. Okay, let's say they have shoulder injury or leg injury. What kind of exercise they can do at home? This one, regardless you want to say calisthenics or not, but what kind of exercise they can do at home?
You are talking for rehab, right?
Rehab.
So if for shoulder, right? Usually for rehab, right? You need to go really, really lightweight.
Okay.
So lightweight means when you go 10 reps, or 15 reps, you feel nothing.
Right.
Oh, okay, easy. But you go up to 40 reps, something you feel some feeling here.
Right.
That one we call you already hit that rehab purpose lah.
Okay.
So you need to properly pick the right weight. So for shoulder, right, make sure you can go for dumbbell.
Okay.
Or you use the resistance band.
Okay.
For dumbbell, usually you can do straight arm.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe 1 kg enough.
Right.
Okay. Do this kind of lifting. All angle lah.
Right.
This angle.
Right.
And also, this press, make sure you go lightweight.
Right.
Until, I think up to 30 reps and above, you should be able to feel something.
Okay.
First 10 or 20 reps, maybe nothing.
Right.
This is the thing about rehab. The concept is, you need to do more reps to get that feeling, but light intensity. And try to go for all angles for that injured part.
Agree.
If you get injured, doesn't mean you cannot do workout. You can go light intensity, but more reps. If it helps to recover faster.
So I want to add in also, I 100% agree on this, because many people assume once you're injured, you have to stop everything. By right, if you seek for professional advice and also physiotherapy, they will still ask you to strengthen that injured area.
Yes.
Regardless lah, whether with dumbbell ke, resistant. With resistant band ke, with cable ke, jangan just buta-buta because Kenny say, I say, oh, you terus buat. No, just go seek for advice first for those yang ada injury so they can guide you what you should do. So having said that, Candy, thank you very much for coming over to the podcast and sharing with us some tips about calisthenics. And hopefully from here, the viewers and listener will also seek for your professional advice. That being said, thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.